Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, everybody? You are watching and listening to the Grown Up Hip Hop After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. We are so happy to be back quarantine style talking about tonight's latest episode. Before we get into it, let's introduce us, the host here. I'm Howard III. Sitting over there, back in her library, is Missy. How you feeling, Missy?
Hey, guys. I'm Missy. I'm so happy to be back to talk about this crazy episode. I'm so ready.
Yes. Down below, at least for me, there's Lisa. How you feeling, Lisa?
I'm good. I'm ready to talk about this episode. It was juicy. There was a lot of testosterone in the room. Like, there's a lot going on. I just want to talk about it. I'd love to get into it.
Yes, and last but not least is Byron K. How you doing, Byron?
What's good, y'all? I am great, and let's talk about it.
Yes, definitely. I mean, this was another good episode. Like, they're coming through. They're giving us the episodes and whatnot. You know, getting closer to that season finale. I think they said we had like two or three more episodes. But let's talk about this one. Season 5, episode 20, Sit Down, Throw Down, or Thrown Down. Gosh, overall thoughts. Do you want to kick it off, Byron?
Man, they dropping right now. They dropping episodes like mixtapes. Like, this show is just lit, man. It's fire. It's like, damn, son, where'd you find this? All I can say is, like, Boogie, he came through for me, man. You know how I was saying last week, I just want to see how Boogie's going to act. Boogie kind of manned up a little bit. Just a little bit. Enough, at least. You know what I'm saying? To let Romeo know that, nah, this your operation, but you can't just talk however. So I liked it, man. Overall, that made the whole show for me.
Mm-hmm. Lisa?
It was honestly hard for me to track exactly where these arguments were stemming from. And it just kept building up and building up and building up that I just thought it was interesting to watch and just think like, wow, there's a lot going on in everybody's heads right now, what is actually being said. But I think nobody was paying attention to that. You know what I mean? So it was interesting.
Definitely, for sure. Missy?
I actually was so excited for this one because there was actually stuff going on. I was like, yes, the meet and greet is happening. Okay. Romeo was acting like a fool the whole time with his daddy stepping in, like, okay. And then, you know, that whole escalated. Boogie was like honestly the best out of the whole thing. And then just like the rest of the episode, it was just like, all right, like what's happening next? But
Definitely. I mean, I liked it. I enjoyed it. I just, the one thing that stood out to me from that sit down was just how Bow Wow was like, oh, not Bow Wow, but Romeo was like, oh, Bow Wow was my idol. Sit, sir. You ain't got to lie. You ain't got to lie, Craig. I looked up to him. Ain't y'all about like a year and some change apart? Like, get out of here.
At the time, I think Bow Wow had like the bigger career. At the time, I think.
He did.
I agree.
He sure did.
I also think it was nice that Bow Wow did show up. I do believe him when he said, I just landed. I got here as soon as I could. I do believe that. But I also am like, did you get there as soon as you could? Or did you make some stops on the way?
Hey, Bow Wow, he ain't got to be nowhere when you tell him to be there.
Right.
That's true. But it's like, Bow Wow, you on pay time. Like, I'm cutting you a check. You
need and
to
I bet
be
he still got that same check. And he knew he would get that check. He like, I'm Bow Wow. Y'all going to pay me just to show up. Just for the walkthrough.
I mean,
and he is back in.
He is the star of the Atlanta episode. So I guess.
Yeah, man. Now they treat Bow Wow good because I think Bow Wow is probably so easy to work with too for production. Mm-hmm. He's like a TV child. Like Bow Wow is really like, and he did 106 in Park. So Bow Wow and TV, that's always going to be smooth.
Yeah, definitely for sure. I mean, but let's get into this whole continuation of the sit down. It just escalated really because. Boogie just wanted to know why Romeo didn't answer the phone. Somehow, it just turned into this whole snowball. Well, you know, I got businesses. This is a business. Well, you know, I don't really talk to you. I just want to know why he didn't answer the phone. That's all. That's it. And then Master P jumping in. Well, we're going to let Boogie finish. And I mean, come on. I mean,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What, Missy, what are your thoughts? Would you want to answer the phone for Romeo?
Yes, I would answer the phone, but that's not about me. But anyways, I felt like Rome was just like mansplaining the whole time. He was just like explaining and deflecting. Like every question Boogie asked, he was just like, okay, what about you? Like, no, let's talk about you. This is why we're here. This is why you called the meet and greet. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about the issues you're having. He was just deflecting the entire situation. His dad jumped in when it was unnecessary. Like, let Rome handle his business. Like, I understand, like, you and Rome have this great relationship. I totally get it. But at the end of the day, like, this is Romeo's issue with the cast, not Master P and the cast, you know? So it was just like, I don't know. It just felt like, what's going on here? And I'm going to keep, we're not there yet, but I feel like the whole issue with the Angela stuff was fake so he could just get out of the show. That's the tea.
Let me set my scene. Hold on. I mean, I just don't understand. Like, I still don't understand how it escalated. And then we knew with the entourage coming in, they would have their own piece too. And it's like, why your boys got to jump in like that? And why is Romeo bringing in like, oh yeah, we 7 years deep and this and that and the third. And it's just like, I don't understand why you're bringing the entourage, why you're turning on Boogie like this. If you know Boogie is right and you don't answer the phone, like you truly know.
That's the thing that got me was like, at one point his boys were like, Romeo, he just wants you to answer the phone. Like that's all he wants. Like, they were like echoing his thing. And to me, I was like, so does Romeo not answer the phone for even his 7 year deep homies like that for real? Like, does it take 7 years of friendship for Romeo to answer the phone?
Yeah, that's what he said. He said it took them 7 years to penetrate. And that's why Boogie said, oh, well, in that case, I ain't trying to take 7 years to penetrate. If your own homies, it takes 7 years for you to be able to respond to a text. Right. But it points to a bigger fact to me. And it really showed today. I feel like Romeo, it's showing that I feel like he didn't either have a true childhood or he didn't get to experience it on his own. It looks like his dad kind of held his hand through his whole entire life. So he's never learned how to deal with issues outside of his father. So we're talking about him like, oh, his dad is always there. Maybe he doesn't know how to handle it without his dad. And not only that, since he was calling a whole cast together, I think he felt like, okay, I need my boys too. Like Romeo is somebody who's always been surrounded by people. We've never seen Romeo by himself. He always got a clique, always got a squad, or always got family. And I think even though that's a blessing that he has all that, it's also robbed him of some of his individuality.
That's a really good point. I think maybe he hasn't also been given the option to handle things on his own. Because he was like, oh, Dad, I'm going to go have this conversation. Master was like, I'll go with you. Okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and if he hasn't had his dad, he's had money. So if he could pay to solve a problem, he could just pay. So it's like, he's rich. He grew up rich. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of problems that he would have on his own, either he has somebody to help protect him or he has money for protection too. It helps. It helps. Money solves money problems. It won't solve personal problems, but money solves money problems.
But Master P is part of the show. So maybe he was just, I think Rome and his dad were just trying to create a storyline, like a half a storyline for just this season so they could leave. Like they already knew before this season started that they wanted to quit. So he made up this whole storyline with Angela, like, oh, we're not talking. And like, she doesn't even know why they stopped talking. So that was his way to get out. Cause remember they were talking, like him and Boogie was like, that was their whole storyline with Angela, like y'all liking each other. I think that was like in the beginning, cause they was cool. And then towards the end, it started getting real life where she was like, be here, like if you're gonna say you're gonna be here for me, be here for me. And then I think Romeo took a step back and was like, I don't think I'm ready to be there for her when she needs me to be there for her. And he ultimately chose on himself, like, okay, I'm done, I'm doing my own thing, but I'm gonna create my own storyline to get out. I think that's what happened.
He definitely isolated himself from everybody. He even said at the end, he was like, I'm gonna be real, like maybe I am isolating myself. Like at the very end of the episode, he did kind of say that. So it showed me like, okay, he is able to look inside of himself. And like he said, like I'm still learning and growing and learning how to deal with things. And like, I always talk about how mature he is, but and even that was mature, but that was my first time seeing him like kind of with that look on his face, like, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure this thing out too. Like, even though he always comes across super bossed up and like he always know what's happening, in this episode, we could see that maybe he wasn't really sure, you know what I'm saying? And in that case, he even left. He left the set. It's like he didn't get the reaction he wanted, so it's like, I don't know, let me just leave.
I have one more follow-up. Do you think Romeo and Angela had sex? Maybe that happened. Like, sometimes you have sex with someone, you lose interest, and then you just, like, bounce. Do you think that could have happened? Where he was, like, uninterested in her? And that create the storyline?
I mean, that's a good theory. It is a good theory. I wouldn't put it past anybody. I wouldn't put it past anybody. I mean, maybe they could have, maybe not had sex, but close to it. You know what I mean? Like,
it just seemed awkward to me. Like, their whole relationship to me seemed awkward at this point. I can't imagine it.
Yeah,
I like at some point I can picture them liking each other, but like sex, like I don't even know how that would work between them. I don't know. Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, I think what happened was exactly what you were saying, Missy. It was like when Rubber met the road, like really, like, are you gonna be here for me? He was just like, that's a lot of responsibility and not exactly what I met with. Because when he said, if you call on me, I'll answer. First of all, mm-hmm. not true. But like, I think he really meant you have to reach out to me for me to help you. I'm just not going to be there to help you. And I think in that time, Angela needed someone who was just going to like check in on her actively and like actually be there for her because she was really going through some stuff. So if you're going to be there for somebody, that also requires that when somebody is down, you got to reach out. And I don't think he really had that capacity for that because of being so busy or like what have you. And so he was just like, well, snap, I guess I'm stepping back.
Well, at the same time, like, why even say that? And I think that's why she's like, well, and then he said it on TV on top of all that. And she's like, well, if you're going to say that, especially on TV, first off, like, just come through. Like F the TV. Like, just saying it, period, come through. But it's even worse you said it on TV. So, like, where are you? And for him to say that, period, whether it's for TV or not, I think that he should expect, like, if I say I'm going to be there, like, he should be the one to initiate those steps. Like, I can't say I'm going to be there for you and then expect you to reach out to me.
Mm-hmm. But I think he didn't. I think his understanding of be there for you is different because of the things you listed before, with like the way he grew up and like who he grew up around, and like people having to come to him for stuff and not really necessarily needing to go to other people.
Got it. Yep, that makes sense.
You know what
that
I mean?
Sense.
It's his capacity for understanding what he was saying.
That's a good point.
That is. I can definitely see that. I don't understand why he just made a big scene about it. Like, I still don't. I don't understand why he couldn't just
Romeo be emotional.
Let go.
I just peeked that. He'd be emotional.
Like Boogie said, like his lip be twitching and things. And it's like,
he said, you about to cry? Romeo's like, stop playing. Stop playing for the cameras.
Yo, like, the lip quiver got him. Romeo, no, keep it together.
Yo, Boogie was kind of taking there. Even though I messed with Boogie, he was kind of antagonizing him just a little bit. Once he found that chink in his armor, he kept going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Boogie's not one to play with. See, my whole thing is Boogie seems like he's the quiet one, you know, the nice one, just kind of let it go. But Boogie was like, nah, we're not letting this go. I'm coming for you. Why didn't you answer, bro? Like, we was never friends. Like, Boogie went off. And it was kind of just, like, weird to watch. I wonder how, like, Eric and Bree felt because they were kind of just there. They
ain't really nobody want to jump in. Like, they thought they probably thought Boogie was brave. Like, you know, it's a room full of dudes in here, and this man just speaking. I'm gonna just let this man speak.
I feel like the only reason why Boogie was just kind of like asking Rome all the questions was just because he wasn't answering the question. So he just had like another follow-up. Like, he kept deflecting. And also, when they first got there, Romeo was the one to be like very hostile towards Boogie because he was like, what's going on? Like, what's your situation? He was like, what's your problem? And it's like, yo, I'm just asking a question. Why are we here? So it just, he made up a whole storyline about Bow Wow, like, all we used to be enemies. Like, what are you talking about?
Exactly. Like, where did that come from? Like, I even called Bow Wow. You know, he was my idol. And what, Rome? Like, you know, you should, I like Romeo, but I'm just like, what?
Okay. It's bitterness, man. Like, so I think we can all relate. You know how bitterness doesn't actually go away until you address it, right? So there can be a root of bitterness that builds up for whatever reason. It can happen at any point in time. And if you don't address it, that's going to continue to grow. Then like everything related to that bitterness grows and adds to it. So for instance, to make it make sense. So like, I feel like maybe Romeo was always bitter about the comparison about Bow Wow, right? And it's something that he's just had to deal with and kind of playing second string, especially musically to Bow Wow. And Bow Wow has been known for the bigger roles, the bigger shows. I think he did like a CSI or one of them type of shows too. So he's always had to be in his shadow. Then on top of that, move into a show where Angela wants you to be a part of that. Guess who else is going to be a part of it? Bow Wow. So there's always that comparison. And to Romeo's point, they're using that comparison as a way to kind of create a narrative. But at the same time, Angela said, that's what this is. So we all have, that's part of this. We have to learn how to deal with that kind of stuff. But at the same time, I think there's that bitterness from him always playing second place throughout childhood, even up until now. So he's trying to cut all those ties. And along the way, like people added to that bitterness because like not only does he feel like he's against Bow Wow, but at the same time, he doesn't have the closest relationship with Angela anymore, right? Then on top of that, he's hearing the cast talk about ICDC College. So now he feels like he don't even have the cast. So he probably in his head feels so isolated where it's like, all right, let me just address the beef with all of y'all, even though it's not really beef. That's just what he made it because of all that bitterness that built up.
But if you're going to address something, let's address it. Tell me your feelings. Let's have a couch talk.
Yes.
Let's chat. Let's really go there if you want to go there. But I think the problem is he didn't understand that that's what was going on inside of him. So it was just like anger. I want to talk to everybody with my boys behind me. But like, why? Like,
you know what that's
the
called?
Root of it and let's talk about that. What's called?
That's called emotional intelligence. And that's something that we all should be working on right now is emotional intelligence. If you have that's that, right. You can be all right.
That's good.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I hope they get it together. I mean, clearly. So now Romeo's off the show. Who knows if he's coming back, if he's really off, because he did call this a business. So if he's like, okay, I have enough businesses, I don't need this show, I think he'll be gone for sure.
But that
if
was kind of crazy
tap
to
back
me.
Into it, then just that he calls it a business.
No, yeah. Because like, here's the thing. Because I get it. Because Boogie was like he was cool with the whole conversation, the back and forth. But when Romeo said that, he's like, I ain't going to lie, I'm kind of hurt. Because now I know, like, we really just not cool. You literally see us as just part of your paycheck.
Yeah, that's work.
So that was kind of whack to me. Like, that's like, even though, like, we do these shows because we love them and, like, all these other things and, like, to better ourselves. If you said, like, I'm only doing a show with you because I have to, Byron, then it's like, well, damn, like, I'll be okay eventually or, like, right now, I'll be okay. But at the same time, it's like, damn, that's really how you feel?
Yeah, no, it didn't have to be said. I also think it's crazy because, like, I like when they would flash back to things that, like, have happened around, like, their relationship. Like, when Romeo was like, yeah, just call me, you know, I'll be there for you. And cut to now, like, he's like, we don't even talk. Like, I tried to call you and you didn't answer. And then I also thought it was interesting when Boogie was like, oh, I don't need to defend him. That's not my friend. He just said we're not friends. Why do I have to defend him? Like, what's it's really true. Going on?
Yeah.
I feel like Romeo was being very condescending during that whole, like, discussion. He was just very, like, that's why I said mansplaining. I know that's, like, not the greatest term to use, but, like, he was super condescending. He definitely, like, was being very hurtful toward Boogie because, like, they are friends. And he did put it on his Instagram in a, like, he deleted it later, but he did say that they are friends. So it's just, like, I'm so confused. Stop blaming production. This is you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tell them, Missy.
They did a lot of production blaming so far. A lot of fourth wall breaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm all about the smoke.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now, speaking of the smoke a little bit, so it seemed like Angela kind of wants to smoke, but she doesn't. Because when Vanessa was explaining to her at the whole workout situation, like, you know, Romeo feels like this, he was kind of tearing up, blah blah blah, Angela was like, he should have just called me, he should have sat me down, he should have answered my call, I don't want to talk about him, I don't want to talk about that. Like, she never really wants to talk about it. I'm like, Angela, we have to talk about this. Like,
Angela's gotta talk about something. That's the thing, though. She don't want to talk about nothing, but nothing. She gotta talk about something. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just like, there, I don't know what you want. I mean, y'all went through the mud through this whole media tour. Romeo don't call it the whole show fake. You said all this other stuff. Like, I'm just sad that it's going to end like this. I really hope, like, in real time, like, they talk. Because we all got the time to talk right now.
I don't think they talk in real time because Angela, at the end of the episode, she came on to, like, the live chat with Boogie. and I mean not with Boogie, with Bree and Twist, and she said to this day we still haven't talked. So I don't know, man. I don't know. And I feel like if they haven't then they probably won't now. Because like I feel like once it's one thing when you keep it on TV, but once you take it to actual interviews, like a real media tour, like the Breakfast Club, and you're really perpetuating these stories, it's like, okay, now you took it off the show.
Yeah.
Which is why it confuses me that you didn't want to talk about it on the show, because you just went on the Breakfast Club and talked about it. Talk about it on your platform where they pay you, sis. Like, you know
where
what I mean?
They can edit it however you want.
Yes.
Right, because you're a producer, so like get that check and edit. You know what I mean? Be like, well, when I said that, what I mean was, I think she could have talked about this one more. I like when she stays out of other people's business, but this was fully her business. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think that's where she went, because then they could like actually talked about it. Because she know that man's not gonna call her. Like, what is she talking about? She just didn't want to talk
about it.
So that's really what it was.
But you're not sending.
The man is not about to call you, girl.
Well, when she called like him, he don't answer.
Though. What'd you say?
When she
not
called
like a dog?
Him, he don't answer.
Oh. I was saying, you're not going to sound me like, here, come here, like a dog. We're not doing
right.
that. Like, I think that was, it was really the principle of the matter for
yeah.
her.
I think that's and the biggest thing like, that Boogie was upset about, too. It's like, why do you think you can just, like, call us and summon us here?
Right, and also it was very cowardly, because not only did Romeo not send a personal email, he sent the email through production. Then on top of that, he sent Eric, and then Eric was like, and then they were like, he was like, yo, E, why ain't nobody here? I don't know. I did what you told me to do. Like, they didn't want to come. I don't know. Like, when he was looking at Eric all crazy, I was like, Eric did what you told him to do. Like, I don't
know. Eric be keeping it cool, man. I respect
that.
Right.
Yeah.
And very respectful, especially to Master P. Because the way they were trying to
say
Master P, I really applaud them for that. Because it was very, I'm sure it was very hard. Because it's like, I know you're my elder. I'm trying to respect you. But at the same time, you're talking kind of crazy to me. But I really want to respect you. So, like, it's, like, a balance. And I think they walked very well. All like,
man. They really did. I like how Boogie even said, like, even though he didn't have to, he was like, you know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And he still said what he wanted to say. But it's crazy, because one thing I wish he would have said is the one thing I would have said to Master P, and I wouldn't have disrespected him at all, but I would have said, with all due respect, sir, why isn't Romeo handling this? Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, why didn't Boogie ask that? Like, as soon as Master P started talking, because it got to a point where it's okay that he's talking. I get it, you're his dad. So I don't even mind that you're here and that you have input. But now you're answering questions for him and cutting me off. So it's like, in that case, why are you speaking for him? That would be my only issue. Other than that, I'm cool with everything else. Even the dudes in the background, I'm cool with them. But it's like, why are you speaking for him?
That was so extra. Why he bring his friends?
I know. But his cousin.
Understand. Right. And the cousin was like, well, y'all the ones. And then wanted to fight Boogie. He was like, we put gloves on. Wow. Why do we have to put the gloves on? Like, it just really escalated for no kind of reason.
No, he's trying to get his screen time. Come on now.
That's real.
Okay.
Yes, you're right, Missy.
But not even on this show, sir. Why are you trying to fight me?
Next season, they're going to need someone.
He's trying to get his extra check, an extra $50, because he had an on-screen dialogue.
Oh yeah, now that clip gonna be on his Instagram probably.
Okay,
he gonna me out on growing up hip-hop.
He gonna say exactly. He checked Boogie. The caption gonna be like, back when I checked Boogie # GUHH.
Check me out. We keep it in the family. Check me out next season. I'm growing up hip-hop.
I'm telling you, he's trying to get that next.
He gonna come for you, Howard. He gonna see this live stream and come for you now.
Well, listen, put me on the show. We can all be on there. So let's talk about a little bit of Titi and her apparently about to get this ring, because she went to dinner with Vanessa and they spoke, Lisa.
Sorry.
They spoke at dinner time, and as Titi went over to the bathroom, Vanessa asked him, like, hey, are we going to get this ring? Are you going to propose? And he's like, pretty soon. I don't know if I still don't understand if they kind of mesh well together. I know we haven't really seen them that many times throughout the season, but something about them just doesn't click to me. Like the way he said, oh, she came down there, stayed with me for like a week, and I just knew. And I'm like, okay, you know, I believe in love at first sight, but something about y'all is just not clicking. And then for her to say, like, oh, I wish I would have had the ring. I think we're moving a little quick when they were in Jamaica. I don't know. Do y'all think they're going to actually, like, he's going to propose, but do you think it's going to go through? Like, can you see her walking down the aisle with this man?
From is what it going to go through, though? Like, it's a text message?
Is or it gonna charge be on his credit card?
Is it going to be a blue bubble or a green bubble? You funny, Howard.
I think if Go the ahead, Lisa. Actually going to get approved. I think that it feels very storyline. Do you know what I mean? Like, it feels mm-hmm. like TT needs something to do. We haven't seen enough of her relationship with this man to, I think, fairly judge are they actually a couple or not. But, like, it does feel very storyline forced.
It does. Mm-hmm. I have a real question. Speaking of storyline, man, that restaurant they was in, that was like that red weird building in like West Hollywood. Is that yeah. actually a restaurant?
I think was it? So.
Oh, okay. That's crazy. I was going to say, like, they turned that into a whole restaurant set. Like, I didn't know what that building was.
It's called, the restaurant is called The Dragon. I Googled it.
Oh, we got to go there. No, we got to have a.
I didn't look Probably at the menu. Not. I just want to make sure it was real, but yeah.
Oh, so you had the same question as me. Is this real? Because I see that building a lot. I'm like, that's a restaurant for real? That's crazy.
Is it on the other side or maybe like in the same area?
I don't know. It's a big building though. But yeah, as far as if the text message is going to go through, it might, at least for the show and for TV and everything, but like long-term forever. Wait, she's pregnant though with his baby, right?
Yeah.
It's going to go through. The text is going to be sent.
Is it though?
Back in the mail, it's gone. She likes
she's going to change service providers.
Yeah.
The shade.
It could happen.
I would like it to go through. I would like it to happen, but it feels very storyline forced. I don't think she got pregnant for a storyline, but it does feel convenient.
I feel like Vanessa.
So you say he slipped up on accident and she got pregnant? They slipped up on vacation?
I don't know. I do feel like it seems very like she did need something to do this season, so I'm pregnant.
Now she needed something to do, so they said go get pregnant real quick.
I don't know.
She was bored.
She was bored, so she went and got pregnant and got a fiance.
She went to Jamaica and got pregnant. I don't know.
I feel like something to do. Go ahead. When Vanessa asked Sean if he was going to propose, it was like really weird. Like, you wouldn't normally, unless if they tight and like super close, that's one thing, but it was just like,
oh, that was set up.
Don't ask somebody that, like, yo, you knocked her up, you about to propose, like, what?
No, that scene was set up so perfect, like how she mysteriously went to the bathroom and then like the question came, like, you already know how production works these days. Mm-hmm. That moment was perfectly scripted. They had a storyboard and everything.
And literally, and also how suddenly Vanessa's boo couldn't show up, like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
At the beginning, you're like, oh, my man couldn't come. Guess it's just us. Like, okay.
I said, did she even have a man? Because I remember her with no man.
She has a man, but he ain't never been on the show. So why was that suddenly like, oh, he couldn't come. He couldn't come because y'all was filming or he was never invited? That's my question.
Because they filming. You get what I'm saying? They filming.
Mm-hmm. I said, okay, all right, well, we're going to have to see. We also saw how TT was still in the business with Egypt, and Egypt still, I understand that these ladies spot Egypt and Bree, but I'm like, okay, we can let this storyline kind of die down, because we're still talking about it with TT and Tyran again when they came to the hotel. I said, all right, I didn't know they had to talk about it in order to get the text message from Egypt's dad. I'm done with the storyline for them fighting. Oh no, so we got it. Like, y'all fought. Now what are we gonna do? Now Egypt has to talk to her dad about it. And I'm like, gosh, is this gonna be another episode of them talking about this fight?
You gotta go through
That's
the whole
the only
family
storyline she has.
This is a big moment.
The shade.
First fight.
The shade.
It's her first fight. She gotta live.
But wasn't a fight.
No, but it felt like a fight for her. Her blood was rushing.
I feel like she probably fought before.
Her gears was grinding.
I don't know why I don't believe it's her first fight. I mean,
they be saying like she ain't been in no fight before. It is her first one, and she happened to do it in front of the cameras.
But did we see it though?
Like, we did it. See, that's the thing. They should have showed it, man. I don't feel like it was that violent where we couldn't have saw it. We've seen worse on TV.
If we're going to keep talking about it, we should have seen it.
Right.
Like, we are 3 or 4 episodes deep into talking about this thing. We deserve to see it, like, at that point.
Exactly. Well, at least a clip or, like, what do they do? Those, oh, a sneak peek or, you know, mm-hmm. go to the website to see a clip of the actual fight. Like, we ain't seen nothing.
OnlyFans. Find the whole fight on OnlyFans.
Patreon.
I don't know, but I'm interested in seeing... just Egypt talk to her dad about it. Hopefully it'll be dead there. Because it looks like her dad don't kill play.
Yeah. And his name, and he naughty by nature, first off. I like when he came in or what he's going to say, man, because like him of all people should know what violence is about. So the fact that he said literally don't fight fire with fire, like that's actually wisdom. That's not just him telling her the right thing. That's wisdom. So it's different.
Yeah.
But also the coolest moment to me was like he was wearing sunglasses and you could see the fire on the sunglasses.
Bruh, yes.
Like, he looks mad cool right now. He sat there on purpose so that would happen, I feel like. He knew what he was doing.
Low-key? He might get my glowing up fashion low key for that.
Same,
that whole thing was just fresh, man.
Mm-hmm.
OG.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. So is there anything else that you guys wanted to touch on? Maybe that I missed? Or should we move on to our, I think it's fan shout outs next?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. Byron K, where we read the fan shout outs, everybody who's been writing.
Man, y'all been going in, and we really appreciate y'all. The past few weeks, y'all been leaving so many comments that I can't even read them all anymore. I can't even read half of them anymore because there's so many of them. So please make sure that y'all are leaving comments, leaving 5 stars, listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everything else. And just check out AfterBuzzTV.com and keep showing us love because we're going to show it right back. So let me get into some of these. First and foremost, Melody Perez, she said, I love y'all. Y'all bring it every single time. Every little piece of you guys makes it a show. I will keep tuning in.
Yes. Aww, thanks, Melanie.
Thanks, girl.
CC Brunson said, I wish they would focus more on showcasing their projects or what they're working on. Speaking about the artists.
Ooh,
amen. I retweet that. That's a good one.
Yeah, I forgot they even do projects.
Wow. Anyways,
I forgot.
T-Mac said, I'm with Missy. This was a filler episode. Like Byron said, I'm more interested in what makes JoJo and Twist get into it next week. Just last week, he was saying Twist is like family because he's friends with Diggy.
And we never saw it this week. That's something.
Yeah. And then Mama Missy, Miss Glinda said, I totally agree with Missy. Kisses. This episode was so boring. I felt like they kept rehashing the same storyline over and over again. The best way to describe this episode was a redundant circle. It's like one of them like revolving elevator doors, I guess. Sheena McCullough said, I wish Lil Eazy-E would have stood up when he was around that pool table with Romeo and Master P. Romeo was being too dramatic with that pool stick, and Master P needs to step back and let Romeo be his own man.
Ooh, okay.
Melody Perez. Oh, I forgot to shout out. Oh, I forgot to shout out to Byron. Keep doing your thing, boo. I'm new to this, so that's why I don't know your name. But bottom left-hand corner, you are hilarious. Talking about you, Howard.
Oh.
And this has
Byron,
always...
she said boo.
She said boo. That's your boo.
Yeah, boo.
Yeah, but she gave Howard a compliment, too, because he was in the bottom left last time. So she said that you are hilarious, too, Howard.
Oh, thank you.
The guys in our show.
From your boo. Okay. Yep.
We always have her cracking up on her way home from work. She actually got a comment in her comment by another fan telling her that she's pretty. So that's funny.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Man, the comments love be talking community. To the comments. It's real. No, it's real.
Community.
Love connection. Okay.
Yeah. All right. A few more. So Richard Campbell said, good show. Simple as that. Kimberly Review said, things changed when Angela lied about being a damn virgin and ended up pregnant.
Whoa.
We took a bat.
Teresina said, loved it. And Tibor Orban said, yes.
Yay.
Yes.
Thank y'all for the shout outs, man. It's a bunch of them. A bunch.
Yes. We enjoy it every time. Like Byron said, keep them coming. Definitely. Let's get into our, I think it's our special segment, our glowing up fashion, where we choose who we thought had the best fashion, best vibe, hair, makeup, I mean anything. I think Byron K and Lisa already pretty much said their
I got one
Byron.
For you though. Yeah.
Okay,
Boogie all day. I'm messing with
Boogie.
First off, everything like his vibe, that's what made me pick him. But then he came in clean with that white though. Like okay. He be rocking all white when he feeling godly. Let it try me. That's literally how he walked in. So I'm messing with him just off of that. Close second is Naughty by Nature, but Boogie all day. Let's go.
Lisa.
I like Tretch. That was a fun time to me. I had a great time. But Tretch was my favorite because I liked his all black. Also, I like that he always wears sunglasses no matter what environment he's in because it goes very well with his face tattoos. You know what I mean?
It goes well with his face tattoos.
It does. The one on his forehead goes very well
with
his sunglasses.
That's a super 2020 compliment.
You look good. I'm telling you, the fire in his glasses, he knows what he's doing. I like it.
Missy?
Okay, so y'all ready? So Romeo. Byron stole my, I was going to say Boogie, because he looked really nice in his whole, like, I couldn't see what sneakers he was wearing, but I like his facial hair, like his beard. And then also, since we did talk about Rome, I liked his glasses. Like, I know we really beat him up this episode, but his glasses were fire. So, like, with the rosé tint, y'all know I love rosé.
Okay.
So I had to shout that out.
Talk your talk.
You know I love me some rosé.
Talk your talk, man. Let them know they ain't messing with you, Missy.
Yeah, I love it. But I'm gonna say the same thing, Romeo. I mean, like you said, Missy, we did beat him up, but you know, he came in a suit. He was well prepared for his sit down, mob style and all. Like, he be doing it. He kills it.
Yeah, we have little chest hairs out. Okay.
Let me ask y'all a question now, real talk. If they would have got down to it and nobody would have interfered, who would have it between Romeo and Boogie? Who do you think, honestly, Howard?
Boogie.
Okay.
Boogie.
I think agree. So too, honestly. I think Boogie would act like he ain't got nothing to lose. He would fight that like he ain't got nothing to lose. He got years of anger to let out.
Romeo would have his dad jump in. Yo, Pete.
I was going to say.
Yeah, Romeo ain't fighting by himself. Fight. It wouldn't be.
Yeah.
They came ready. You could tell they came ready just in case something popped off.
They were wearing suits, but their friends were not.
Not at all.
Looked like if something were to go down, they would handle it.
So. Oh, they was ready.
Their friends had chains on. Come on. Like, they look dressed. Yeah. They kind of look snazzy.
They was ready.
They was definitely ready. And you know what? We're ready for some news and gossip.
News and gossip this week. I pulled some Boogie's tweets. So I'm gonna go with the first one. He said, regardless to what happened in tonight's episode of Growing Up Hip Hop, I still want to see Master P and Romeo win. I'm all about Black excellence, even if we get a little crazy. So I was like, okay. Let everybody out. Also, by the way, I watched his Instagram live. I mean, not his Instagram live, but his Instagram stories. And he was saying, if you talk to him on Twitter, which is his name is at Boogie Dash, he will respond to you. So, like, if fans out there, if you think Boogie fine or you just want to talk to, like, say you got a nice swag, you know, tweet him. He'll talk to you. I'm going to experiment this weekend.
That's dope, though, that you actually, like, follow Boogie, because, like, I don't think we follow too much of the cast.
You should actually tweet him and see, like, talk to him, see what he says.
I'm going to try. But I just wanted to highlight that tweet because I thought that was really special because it's like, no, there's no beef.
Tell him to watch our after show and send us a couple tweets. We can read them. Shoot.
Okay.
Okay.
He'll listen to you, Missy. You smell like flowers.
Through a screen.
Bye.
Thank you for coming, Byron. We appreciate you.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Catch y'all next week. Same time, same place. Same
Go ahead page. And log out for me. Well, let's get into some predictions to see what we might think, what might happen now, next week.
TV predictions.
Yes. So here is where we figure out what's going to happen next week, just because we have, I think they said, two more episodes before the season finale, and it's going to be jam-packed. So, Lisa, do you want to kick it off?
I think the talk with Tretch is not going to go the way that Egypt wants it to go. I think she's going to feel like a child again, you know what I mean? And he's going to break it down that, like, it's cute on the show, but, like, it could get real, real. People could press charges, things like all that, because, you know, he knows that life. So I think it's going to get real with that conversation.
Ooh. Okay. Missy?
I agree.
I agree with Lisa. And also, with adding on to that whole conversation, Sam and Tretch are just not going to get along. Like, they're going to be bumping heads. It's going to be VR. He's going to tell him, don't date my, like, don't be with, I don't think Tretch likes Sam with his daughter. So he's going to just give him the real. And I'm waiting for it.
Yeah. I think he's going to be the one that's actually going to actually be able to make Egypt rethink her relationship. Even if he don't change her opinion, at least she'll probably think about it if he brings some things to her attention. Because he's a real G. If anything, Sam is trying to be. So, like, she's gonna, like, he understands it for real. Like, Nadi, like, he understands for real. So I think that Egypt's gonna respect that just because he's a real OG and not, like, a fake one.
Ooh, I can see that. I definitely think, I don't think this is the last of Romeo. I think he's gonna do maybe one more pop-up because I know, you know how they like to just drag out the episodes into 2, 3, 4 episodes. I think Romeo might be one more pop-up before he's officially gone.
There's probably no reunion, I'm guessing, huh? No, there's no reunion.
Nah, I don't think
not
so.
Not even virtual.
Okay.
Yeah, oh yeah, hell, that would never work out.
Definitely not. I also see, we saw JoJo get a little bit upset. I don't think he's gonna be upset at the stalker that Angela's talking about and how she has her, like this guy who follows her every move. I think JoJo's gonna go after somebody on the cast. Maybe Twist, maybe Sam. I think it's gonna be somebody else getting him upset like that. But I am interested in seeing JoJo fight though. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, man. Interesting stuff.
For sure. Well, let us know in those comments down below what you guys want to see, what are your predictions. And of course, keep giving those comments that you have for us. We love reading them, shouting you guys out. Definitely, if you're listening to us on iTunes, leave comments there. We'll check you out over there. And we're also on Spotify. So we know you have the time. Go ahead and take a listen over there as well. I am Howard the Third. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Howard the Third. I'm also trying to get my Twitter back together. So join me in this movement of getting my Twitter.
Go support Howard, y'all. Support Howard ASAP.
Okay. If anybody knows how to hack a Twitter, hit my DMs. Missy, where can we find you?
Hey, guys. I'm Missy Bernier. You can follow me on all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that jazz, and YouTube at Missy Bernier. My last name spelled B-E-R-N-I-E-R.
Yes. Byron K.
Come on, YouTube gang, Missy. What's good, y'all? Byron K. You can find me everywhere online at Hero from the 90s. Go to youtube.com/herofromthe90s. I just dropped my first vlog. It's kind of litty in the city. On top of that, just go to herofromthe90s.com for anything else, y'all.
Yes, and Lisa?
Hey, guys. You can find me at Lisa K. Satchel on Instagram and Twitter. On YouTube, it's youtube.com/findrelisa, like the word find, R-E-L-I-S-A. And yeah, that's me.
Yes. All right, everybody. You can see us all next week talking about Growing Up Hip Hop LA. See you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners.